It has been a little while in the making. I think a couple of weeks ago there was a suggestion that it had already been done, but it hadn't quite at that stage. We're in negotiations with them at that point, but yeah, it's nice to get it across the line and get Stephen confirmed for the start of the season.
And he comes as an overseas player, doesn't he? Not a Colpack player. That means he can continue to play for his country, so you will lose him to South Africa, presumably.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It got a little bit mixed up with quite a few South Africans coming over here to play as Colpacks, where Stephen is definitely coming over here to play as an overseas player and to continue playing for South Africa. He worked quite a long time in his career to get into international cricket, and he's not about to give it up lightly.
Yeah, I think it wasn't until he was 33 that he was actually capped, so it's quite late in a cricketer's career. It does sometimes happen, though, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, Mike Hussey was quite late in his career before he got a look in, and he made the most of it. As you say, Stephen was well into his 30s. As I say, he's worked very, very hard to get into the South African side, and he wants to continue with that for a while yet. So, yeah, we've got him through the first part of the summer. There's the Test Series against South Africa. England are playing from about July onwards, so I'm imagining that he's going to be selected and he'll be with them then. But I think apart from that, we should see him for the first part of the summer without any interruptions.
What are his qualities, John? What will he bring to Durham?
He's got some old-school opening batting qualities, and that he likes to bat long. He's got a real appetite for scoring runs. When he does get in, he goes big. I mean, he's already got three. He's only played the 9 test matches, but 9 or 10, I think it is. But he's already got the 300s against 3 different oppositions, and he's got them home and away, so he can adapt to different conditions well. Yeah, I'd say his mental strength is probably one of the major facets of his game.
And he will top the order with Keaton Jennings. And there is a bit of a connection between those two already. I understand that their respective fathers used to play together in South Africa, didn't they?
Yes, Jimmy Cook and Ray Jennings would have, I'm sure, have been teammates at some stage. In my youth, I played against Jimmy Cook when he was at Somerset. He was a phenomenal county player for a couple of seasons. And I know that Stephen's aware of the importance of county cricket within his family, and that's one of the reasons he wanted to come over. It was kind of like on his wish list to do, I think, once he got into international cricket and qualified as an overseas player for county cricket.
And you must be excited to see what he can do in partnership with Keaton then.
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased to have him. I mean, there's some good players out there, but we were really sure that we wanted to get the right person as well as a quality player. We've been speaking to him for quite a long time just to get this thing going, but yeah, I'm really sure that we've got a good person for the dressing room as well as you say, a quality opener for Keaton to start the innings with.
And obviously you have lost a couple of key players. So are you looking to recruit any further, John? Anyone else that might be coming in?
Well, as you say, Stephen probably will be taken away with the South African test squad. So we are looking at the moment at some possibility of replacing him once he gets called up by South Africa. And hopefully, we'll get something done there within the next week, actually.
And you can use the loan option as well, can't you? So is that something you're looking into?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of other directors of cricket around the country. There's always the possibility, and we have to see, probably say likely, that at some point during the summer, Keaton will be taken away from us by England after his excellent work in India in the test matches. You can see him getting called up. Now, there isn't a test match in this country until the beginning of July. But at that point, we might have to look at the squad, and it may be that we need to look at who's not playing for their respective counties elsewhere and see if a loan option might be the right thing for us.
Yes, and you might find that Keaton and Steve are up against each other playing test cricket while you're looking to replace them at county level.
It's definitely possible. If you look at the way things are going at the moment, you'd say that was likely, yes.